talk about this man in the sky. Talk about of how he loved me and I'm wondering why. I'm the farthest from a saint, I ain't got nothing to hide. Trying to tell me that I'm worthy, yeah, sound like a lie. I'm just trying to find the willingness to feel a bit ambiguous. How I can be the worst and be forgiven, sound ridiculous. There's way too much appealingness to feel a bit unwillingness. All for me to take it, I've been breaking, trying to deal with this. Cause I ain't got nothing to provide and give in return. But I'm hearing it's a gift and something that is never earned. Bad decisions that I've made and my mistakes are no concern. It don't make a lot of sense, I guess that I have yet to learn. But it don't add up, it sound too good to be true. Trying to tell me that it's free, there's nothing that I have to do. I ain't got a lot to give and I got nothing left to lose. It makes it hard to comprehend the greatest news when they tell me that there's
heaven for a sinner like me, yeah. I don't believe it, I don't believe it. I do not deserve to be there, no.
But Lord, you tell me that there's
heaven for a sinner like me, yeah. God, I believe it, God, I believe it. You took my cross and you took my beating, whoa, yeah.
I'll be damned if I'm looking for the meaning. For me to burn forever, I could find a thousand reasons. Down on my achievements, undeserving, trying to see just what it means when they say there's a savior by the name of Jesus. Who is this? Who am I? For me that this man would die on the cross and crucified, scorned to death and tortured by the very people that he came to save, was stripped and whipped alive, mutilated and humiliated, all to justify all my wrongs and set me free from my bondage at last. Wipe me clean from my sins and my future, present and past, just to tell me that I'm loved and that his love is surpassed everything I've ever known. Like what a concept to grasp, what a concept perhaps a human mind can't understand it. Because of what he's done, all humankind can freely stand it. The presence of Messiah proudly welcome empty-handed. It all sound all good and dandy, but outlandish when they tell me that there's
heaven for a sinner like me, yeah. I don't believe it, I don't believe it. I do not deserve to be there, no.
But Lord, you tell me that there's
heaven for a sinner like me, yeah. God, I believe it, God, I believe it. You took my cross and you took my beating, whoa, yeah.
He sees you and you alone. And on that cross, Jesus had the capacity to think of you. And he loved you enough to stay on the cross. Was there ever such love as that? When he could have been rescued and taken back to heaven and to sit on his throne, but he didn't. He said, no, I'm doing it for the joy that is set before me, because he saw that he would be raised from the dead. He saw that there would be a gathering in the generations to come of a people for his name that would make up his body. He saw the day when we will reign with him in his kingdom.